This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
Late night with Hancock and Kelly.
How about that?
All right, get it out of the way. We played pool. You don't like to talk.
You know,
blah, blah, blah.
I don't like. This may have been, you know, one of the finest displays of positioning that I personally have ever witnessed live.
Yeah,
and you know, the scores kept going up and up and up and up and up, and you know, I was quite pleased with the results this evening.
Yeah. Are you amazed at how Kevin Wheeler gets two other staffers to come in?
Everybody comes in.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how did Hancock and Kelly get that deal?
I don't know. He's like a magnet, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, he just shows up, and then people just start sucking right in. And
well, Amy, I would assume Amy was already on for 2.5 hours already today.
Ranji's sitting over here.
So then she comes in and does 2 more hours?
Unbelievable.
This is what happens when you can't go running. You know, you're hurt.
Oh,
and
yes.
You can't go running. You're
So you run your mouth.
You run your mouth.
Yes.
That is exactly what's going on with Amy.
Well, this would be my form of exercise.
Yeah. Matthew, Matt, the producer's with us again this week. So was Amy talking a lot?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that has to be the hypothesis that we're working on.
Oh, yeah.
That because she's not out running,
yeah, you got
she needs to move the lifts.
The jawbone. It's
now, connected listen, to the She picked jawbone. An interesting show to go on because that Wheeler, he can talk.
Oh,
that guy can talk.
World class.
And talk.
World class.
And talk. And
world
Ranji ain't
class.
Bad at talking either.
Ranji can talk.
See, I have to have you to talk.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just a mute.
Yeah, no. If it was you or me by ourselves.
No, there's no talking.
Even fewer people would listen than already do.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe the police are listening to us tonight. Right outside our window.
Fireworks.
There's fireworks happening. So there's a little park. right next to our offices here in downtown St. Louis. And our windows look out on it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, fireworks are illegal in the city of St. Louis.
They are indeed.
Yeah. There's been a display going on out here for, what do you think, about 5 minutes?
Well, and they had, what do you call them, the little spritzels and the bottle rockets and stuff.
It was such a good display that you quickly commented, that may be my wife out there.
Yeah, because she's the best, man.
Is she?
That woman.
Is she a firework nut?
Oh, my goodness. She's got the preferred pyro card there at the fireworks place down in Fenton.
Oh, there's one of the permanent places? Not like a tent that pops up at Christmas time?
I'm
or not Christmas time.
Here.
When do the fireworks?
All I know is she has a preferred pyro card. She goes down there. She comes back with the back end of her truck loaded up with fireworks, and we do all kinds of illegal things on the 4th of July.
Yeah, because it's you cannot shoot fireworks off in Chesterfield, right?
Apparently not.
And what... Can you shoot fireworks off in St. Louis County?
I don't know. I mean,
because Fenton is in St. Louis County.
Yes.
You know what else is out in close to Fenton?
What's that?
This gas station that everybody's all excited about.
Oh, yeah, the Wally's.
Wally's.
Yeah.
Have you ever in your life tried to go out of your way to go to a gas station?
Well, the Quick Trips back in the day.
You had your preferred vendor.
Well, if you can find
but
the
you
Quick
wouldn't
Trip.
Drive across town to go to a particular gas station.
No, but if you're getting off the highway, and then you got a Quick Trip over here, and you got the mobile over there, and the Quick Trip, the thing about the Quick Trip, they still, to this day, I believe, sell baseball cards. It's the only place you can buy baseball cards is at the Quick
they
Trip.
They still make baseball cards?
Yeah, buddy.
I thought everything was NFTs now.
Yeah, no. You got the baseball cards. And then you go in there, and they got the coffee and the little hot dog stuff over there. And,
were you a baseball card guy?
Oh, my gosh. It's how my father got me to go to Sunday school when I was a kid.
Explain.
Well, I'd go to Sunday school, and he'd pick me up from Sunday school, and he'd have a pack or two of Topps baseball cards. And that was my incentive to go to Sunday school. And I'd open those suckers up. The gum. I still remember the gum. Thin, rectangular-shaped gum in the Topps baseball. And it probably didn't taste that good, but I loved it.
Right.
And then, you get cards. And I would...
Did you collect?
Oh. I had my box there. And I had a little slot for every team. And when players got traded, I'd move them from their team on the card to the team they were actually playing for.
Oh, really?
And then, I had a ton of fun.
You had a ton of time on your hands.
Well,
were you
a lonely child?
Did you not have many people to play with?
Yeah, John Sims and I would get out with the baseball cards. We'd swap them out there, and yeah.
Did you always come out on the better end of the trades?
Well, I don't like to talk. but I could have been a general manager in the...
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ride a bicycle when you were a kid?
No.
You didn't?
I mean, a few times.
I was going to say, but aren't you supposed to, do something with a baseball card?
Yeah, you put them in your spokes. It's no good.
Yeah.
I was not too good on the bicycle. And I got my sister's hand-me-down bicycle anyway.
Okay, so wait a minute. You proclaim to be this, great Eagle Scout that has all these physical and mental attributes.
Yes.
But here's what we know about you. You can't swim,
and you
can't ride a bike.
Both are true.
Those are two major tenets of life.
I just am not
When was the last time you rode a bicycle?
It would have been, 19-something.
Like when you were a kid?
Yeah, maybe.
When your kids were growing up, and they were getting into bikes...
Yeah.
Did you not go out and ride bikes with them around the neighborhood?
Yeah, I showed them how to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, pushed them and did wish them luck?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
What?
That's terrible.
I was a very good parent. Very
but you never rode a bike with them?
No.
Seriously, how long has it been since you've been on a bike?
Probably since I lived in Berkeley, which would have been 1974. Would have been a bicycle built for two.
Really?
Yes.
Who rode with you?
Yeah, my dad. He'd get on the front.
Oh, so your dad took you out for bike rides.
On the bicycle built for two. It was a wonderful experience. You go around the neighborhood and the dogs would bark at you and you'd wave to all the neighbors. It was great.
When you're on a bicycle built for two, I would assume the person in the front's the most important.
Well, from a steering standpoint, but you got to have the power generation, from the back.
From the rear engine?
Yeah. And that was my specialty was... putting the juice in there.
So where are all your baseball cards at these days?
Sold them.
Really?
I sold a Nolan Ryan rookie card.
Yeah, that's expensive, right?
Yeah, not when I sold it.
Well, how much you should get for it?
I got $20 for the whole collection, including a Nolan Ryan baseball card.
And what would a Nolan Ryan baseball rookie card go for?
Yeah, it goes for a lot.
Thousands of dollars?
It might be thousands. Wow. I try not to think about it.
Well, you brought it up.
No.
You don't like to talk.
You brought it up.
No, you said.
We were going to talk about the
you
war.
You said the reason that you like Quick Trip is because they sell baseball cards.
Talking about Quick Trip.
And then I asked you about selling baseball cards, and you said, oh, yeah, I used to trade with my buddy. Let's tell people what we got coming tonight. We'll get into the war a little bit later. We're going to visit with John Jr. as we do every week. And we're going to have some fun tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, so he's got a little March Madness insight. He's our NFL insider as well, so we'll find out.
Well, I want to find out about one player in particular.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield. Yeah, right. I always like to get the latest on that. Baker Mayfield.
I've got a story to regale you with about the great comedic talent, Yakov Smirnoff. And, well, we've got Braxton Payne coming up with what's trending in the next hour. All kinds of fun and frivolity ahead right here on KMOX. It's Hancock and Kelly on a Monday late night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
The Green Bay Packers. And our NFL expert who is joining us yet again from the power of whatever that technology is that we've got out there. We talk a little NFL. We're going to talk a little NCAA March Madness as well. Joining us over the landline is none other than John Hancock Jr. Son, how are you tonight?
Hello, gentlemen. As always, pleasure to be here.
Well,
glad you've joined us.
So I know we're going to get to the NCAA, but you are our football insider. So the Tom Brady unretirement, big surprise?
You know, it's a little bit of a surprise. If anything, I'm surprised it's this soon. He didn't even wait to get to training camp for the itch to come back in. You know, some people are thinking this may have been a power play for him to get more control over the offense in the Buccaneers. You know, they were kind of suspiciously absent from any talks going around with the various QBs making moves. So they might have known something that we didn't, that this was more likely than, you know, the public certainly thought.
Big signing in Pittsburgh today.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, it's a tough quarterback division. You got Joe Burrow, the defending AFC champion. You got league MVP Lamar Jackson. But he is comfortably the third best starting quarterback in the AFC North.
Who else is in that division?
That'd be the Cleveland Browns. He might drop to four if they get Deshaun Watson. But the Cleveland Browns, as we all know, one of the most overrated frauds in the history of the NFL, Baker Mayfield.
It's my favorite part of every week is getting John Jr. to talk about what a fraud.
He is not Baker a fan of Mayfield Baker Mayfield.
How can you be? I
mean, he wasn't brought up in any of the trade talks either, was he, Junior?
No, and if anything, Cleveland's looking around just praying someone will give him a quarterback.
Who was a bigger bust, Baker Mayfield or Tim Tebow in the NFL?
You know, it pains me. I'm a Tebow guy, always have been. Let's not forget he went 1-1 in the playoffs in his career, but you know, Tebow, unfortunately, was the bigger bust. At least Baker's hung around for more than a cup of coffee.
But we can agree that he's just a complete fraud.
All right.
Off the field, you know, Tebow, one of the greatest humans possibly of all time.
All right. So we need to shift our attention now because all of us are out there with our little brackets, and there's 64, and I think there's more than like 68. Now, or I can't figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, how many games? They let them all play in and stuff.
And there's a bunch of
68. So, yeah.
When does the bracket challenges really start? Not until 64.
Well, it starts tomorrow.
No, it starts at 64, which is Thursday. The play-in games are tomorrow. You got my and John Hancock Sr.'s alma mater, my team, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, facing off against Notre Dame in the play-in game.
Notre Dame. Well, I'm rooting for Notre Dame. So I'm against you tonight in that game.
Yeah, Rutgers.
Let's have a little side wager.
All right, I'm in for
dinner.
$1.50.
Let's go for dinner.
We might.
I'll take Notre Dame.
All right.
You take Rutgers.
Favored by 1.5 points.
And that's it?
Yep. Huh. Yeah, no, Rutgers is legitimate.
Well,
I'm in for dinner.
All right, but Notre Dame is the Lord's team.
Yeah, whatever.
Didn't work out for Tebow, though, the aforementioned.
All right, so we've all got our brackets. Here's the $25,000, $64,000 question. Who is going to win the NCAA championship and why?
I know.
Well, you know, obviously it's a shot in the dark with the tournament like this, but, you know, my favorite right now to win it all, you know who wakes up this time of the year? I think the Swamps in New Orleans are going to be looking for legends past. I think the ghost of John Wooden is going to rise, and the UCLA Bruins are going to emerge victorious. They had a great run last year, made the Final Four as an 11 seed. I think they're going to do it again. They got a lot of the same guys. I like where they're at. I think they've got a very, very strong chance.
Wow.
Wait, they're an 11 seed?
They were last year.
What are they this year?
Yeah, pay attention, guys.
They're a 4 seed this year.
Yeah, they're a 4 seed.
They got the Akron Zips in the first round. Then you got St. Mary's probably. They're going to beat them. You got Baylor, and in March, it's all about guard play. I think Baylor's ceiling's a little bit limited in that regard. They got Kentucky Calipari. Purdue is the 3 seed who lost to Rutgers earlier this year.
I think Kentucky's going to win.
My pick.
So UCLA would have to beat Kentucky to go?
Yeah, well, Kentucky has to get past those Murray State Racers firsthand, and they're a hot team. In terms of sleepers, I got some double-digit seeds I think could make some noise.
All right, bring it.
Oh, yeah.
So out in the South region, they got a tough matchup playing the Houston Cougs. Houston's been a solid team all year. But the UAB Blazers, they have a lot of seniors on that roster. They have some high-quality key transfers. I think they can make a run as a sleeper team, 12 seed out in the South. Mm. And I think Davidson, a 7 seed, they're in the West. They got Michigan State first round. They've been an impressive team all year. Obviously, you go back to the days of Steph Curry. They've certainly have the history to make some noise. And they're against Coach K in the second round if they were to win. And I got to be honest with you, I don't think it's going to be a storybook ending for Coach K.
Well, he's lost his last two, right?
Well, so he lost his last home game in the regular season, then made the ACC championship, lost to the Virginia Tech Hokies. That's another 11 seed that could make some noise. Virginia Tech, good offense, and they can get hot, go on a roll.
Huh. So what about Gonzaga? Everybody's talking about Gonzaga. Aren't they supposed to be a perennial favorite here?
Yeah, they are. And you know, they have a pretty soft region. I think they're the safest of the one seeds to make the Final Four, without a doubt. But they haven't been able to close the deal despite all the great teams they've had over the years.
Hmm. Well, we're all going to be keeping an eye on that. How many brackets have you filled out, John?
I've only done one so far in the prestigious Hancock Invitational. This is the fifth time running this tournament.
How many entries?
We have 80 verbal commitments so far, looking for a field of 120 this year.
Well, wait, don't I get to get in?
Oh, absolutely. You're on the secondary list. I'll be reaching out to you tomorrow.
Secondary list. Now, this isn't one of those tournaments you have to Venmo your money into, because I don't trust Venmo.
No, of course
not.
The Hancock Invitational is, you know, all about the love of the game.
Right. Yeah, I don't like the Venmo. Yeah, I think I don't. Then there's documentation of potential illegal activity.
Yeah, and if you happen to be like Matt Gaetz or something, you know, that's no good.
So, I mean, or Baker Mayfield.
You got to stay away. What is your problem with Baker Mayfield?
You know, the ego supersedes the ability. He was a hot punk in Oklahoma. He was disrespectful. He's acted like he was God's gift to the world when he's closer to Jamarcus Russell than he is Joe Burrow.
Why do you think these corporations, they all lined up and gave him a bunch of money? Remember, he does the commercials where he acts like he sleeps at the stadium?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you know this about the American people, Michael, but it doesn't take too much to entertain the masses these days, unfortunately. I think they call it the lowest common denominator, and he certainly has that appeal.
Yeah, we definitely lived through that 4 years ago.
So we're going to – I'm going to let that slide. Before we let you go, I'm curious to get your take on, you know, a lot of talk about the Cardinals, the designated hitter situation, some talk about potentially signing Kyle Schwarber. I don't think that's going to happen. Lars Nootbaar might be the internal answer for that position. But a lot of people, from a nostalgia standpoint, have thought about the re-signing of Albert Pujols. Where are you on the Albert sweepstakes?
I'm honestly torn on this one. I'd love to bring him back. I really would. But at the same time, at this point of his career, he's pretty much a left-handed pinch hitter specialist. If you look at his splits, you know, the past couple of years, he's much better off the bench against left-handers than he is against left-handed starters. So I'd love to see him back in Cardinal red, but I would also, for him, I think it'd be great to be the DH for a team like the Rockies, where he's got a chance to get to 700 home runs and there's no pressure to win, and they might be able to sell a few more tickets out of it.
Yeah, did you see he's lost his little belly over the offseason?
No, I didn't. No.
He did. He's like fit and trim.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
All right. I've got a baseball question for you guys.
All right.
Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah.
True or false? Best name on the Cardinal roster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No question.
John Jr.?
Yeah. Probably.
You both are wrong. The best name on the Cardinal list.
Yeah.
Stubby Clapp.
Well, he's a coach.
Is there a better name than Stubby Clapp? I mean,
it's a great name. Lars Nootbaar's up there, but I'll tell you what a great name is.
Okay.
Nick Whitgren. I'm ready to watch him come out of that pen.
There you go.
That's the kind of signing we live for as
fans.
What
can you tell us about Nick Whitgren, Johnny?
Well, I can tell you that the Cardinals plunged into the reliever market and signed a right-hander, Nick Whitgren.
Yeah? What's his deal? What's he good at?
He's... That doesn't look like a whole lot, but always room for improvement. Maybe this is a Michaelis 2.0.
Room for improvement.
Well, Nicky Whitgren, we'll all be tuned in to watch him hurl for the St. Louis Cardinals. Spring training is underway down in Jupiter.
Being coached by Stubby Clapp.
Florida. Well, no, he doesn't coach the pitchers.
Well, who's he coach?
Stubby Clapp's the first base coach.
I don't have a Cardinal jersey, but if I got one, I'm getting the name Stubby Clapp on the back of my shirt.
You'd have Clapp.
No, I would want to make sure Stubby
Clap. Well, you can't put Stubby Clap on it. You don't put your first.
Why can't you put it?
You can't do it.
Well, some of these guys put three and four names on the back of their football jerseys.
Well, they've got a hyphenated last name, which is a whole other story. That's what's wrong with America. But we digress. He's Michael Kelly. That's John Hancock Jr., our NFL insider. Thank you so much, John, for your time. And when we come back, Yakov Smirnoff. Whatever happened to that guy? Well, we're going to find out after this on KMOX.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On KMOX.
I remember going to a doctor in Russia, and it was a different kind of a doctor. You know, they don't do preliminary tests. They go for autopsy. And it hurts, you know? So when I came to America, I figured I'll go to the doctor that advertises the most, Dr. Pepper. But he was in a can, so that didn't work out. So then I looked in the Yellow Pages, and I'm trying to pick the doctor, but there's so many different kinds. And I see a gynecologist. So I figured, I'm a guy. So I go there, and I'm sitting in the waiting room, and all those other women sitting there, and the nurse looks at my beard, and she says, "Hormone problems?"
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah.
His humor is kind of relevant again,
I
right?
I had the great privilege of meeting the great Yakov Smirnoff, where all great entertainers eventually go.
How old do you think he is?
I'm going to say he is 72 years old.
Yeah, you're right. He's 71 years old.
71, all right.
Do you know he's got a theater down in Branson, Missouri?
Of course. So years ago, I'm the director of the Republican Party.
Okay.
And so I get this brilliant idea.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a donor retreat at Big Cedar Lodge. You've been to Big Cedar Lodge.
I have. It's a lovely place.
Lovely venue. And so we're
this is a place where you're going to get donors. You're going to talk to them. And
we're
going to
bring the pollsters in and tell them all the polling data. And you bring the candidates in and meet with them and blah, blah, blah. And so and this is a pretty hefty ticket price, you know, for these donors.
Right.
And so I thought,
if you're getting entertainment like Yakov Smirnoff.
Well, we had to entertain them. So I'm looking around, you know, and what do you got in Branson? You know?
Not much. There's the Piggly Wiggly.
No. I mean, you got the singing, what are they called? The
Von Trapp family singers?
You got the Bald Knobbers.
The Bald Knobbers.
You got all kinds of stuff.
I know nothing about Branson.
Shoji Tabuchi on the violin down there.
Uh-huh. I thought that was Yo-Yo Ma.
No. He plays a cello. This is Shoji Tabuchi on the violin.
Okay.
So,
of course.
So we're calling. I said, okay, we got to get an entertainer for dinner Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we called Shoji Tabuchi. He's got a show. And, you know, you call Andy Williams. He's got a show.
Right.
You know, you're kind of going down the list there, and you got the
tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
He's got his show.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're finally calling, and we get the Yakov Smirnoff Theater.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have a show on Friday night.
Oh.
I thought, would Mr. Smirnoff be willing to come perform for a small group of Republican donors? Yes, he would.
Uh-huh.
What does it cost? 20 minutes. What do you think it costs? This was like 20 years ago. Go ahead.
$5,000.
Exactly right.
Hey now.
$5,000. So, you know, we were making good money at this event. So I said, okay, done.
Come on down.
So we've got dinner and we've got our 15 donors around the table.
Uh-huh,
and,
Yakov
comes in and that tremendous performance.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
All the same old jokes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. In fact, that doctor riff, I think he told it that night.
Okay.
But he's got all the same, you know. But the great thing about America, Michael.
Yeah.
Only in America can you be a Russian immigrant.
Right.
Who's got a comedic gift of some sort or another.
Right.
And make a living and a career in Branson, Missouri. Think about that.
Yeah.
And he's still, to this day, you told me he's still in business.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about Yakov Smirnoff.
Please
here.
Do. He was born in Moscow.
He was born, let's get up to that part. He's Odessa, Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
He's Ukrainian.
Wow.
How about that?
Unbelievable. Under attack as we speak by the Russian
army. He was born on January 24th, 1951.
51. All right.
He's been in a ton of movies.
Yes, he has.
A ton of movies with Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, all those folks. But here's the part that I wanted to tell you.
He typically plays the role of a Russian.
Yeah, that's what I gather.
In the movies that he
So he does. He does shows on Sundays.
Yeah.
Three shows a week.
Okay.
Sundays, Wednesdays, Fridays.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think a ticket to see old Yakov runs?
So Yakov in the theater.
There's 2,000 seats.
Yeah, yeah. What time is the show? An evening show?
It's a day show.
A daytime show.
Now, there is VIP seating as well.
Of course. So I'm going to say, so it's like a what, a noon?
It's a 2 o'clock a 2 show.
2 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. show. So we got, okay.
Now, remember, this is Branson. It's so Branson. That's, no, that's late. Yeah, 2 o'clock so, in the afternoon. 2 o'clock.
Well, it's right before dinner.
Yeah.
So you got the show. And the great thing about Branson, by the way, especially I've learned this.
I'm taking notes because I'm not sure older. I know any of it.
If you ever want to feel thin,
yeah, spend some time in Branson.
Yes, in yeah. Branson.
That's pretty much any amusement park, too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. So, okay, so we got Yakov, 2,000 seats, and carry the one. We got the 2 o'clock show. He's telling the same jokes for 40 years. I'm going to say that those tickets are $30 a piece.
No, no. Higher, buddy, higher.
Huh, Biden. Inflation.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so $40 a seat.
They're $48 a seat.
$48 a seat for Yakov.
Now, there's VIP seating.
So if you got a husband and a wife down there,
yeah,
that's $48. That's about like $100.
It's $96.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, let's go. What if you wanted to be in VIP seating?
Ooh, which is, do you get to meet him?
First couple of rows. No, oh. You don't get to meet him.
You don't get to meet him.
Mm-mm.
I got to meet him.
Yeah.
Cost me $5,000.
How was it?
He was lovely.
Yeah.
You know, had the little beard thing going on.
Did you, is he an American now?
It's got to be at this point. I mean, how could you have a theater in Branson and not be an American?
Right.
So, yeah.
$58 to sit in VIP.
So it's only $10 more yeah. for the VIP seats. Well,
listen to this.
What a bargain.
Yakov Smirnoff has earned a master's degree in psychology from the University of Pennsylvania in 2006.
Penn!
And a doctorate in psychological and global leadership from Pepperdine in 2019.
Wow.
He also taught a course titled The Business of Laughter at Missouri State University.
Of course.
And Drury University.
Yes.
Where's Drury?
That's at Springfield.
Is it?
Yeah.
So how do you think a guy goes from being in Hollywood in movies with Billy Crystal Robin Williams.
Theater there in Branson?
That he winds up in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't?
I wouldn't. Might. So I would be that who.
Think about the Hancock Theater. Think about this.
What would you perform?
They haven't had the piano out there.
Just ragtime?
Yeah, I play a little piano.
Would you play snooker to entertain
tell some
people?
Stories. I could do some trick shots on the snooker table.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is that enough to sell $48 tickets for?
Well,
how many songs would you play?
We might have to find out. I could do a couple hours. I mean, I could fill.
Oh, nobody wants a couple hours of ragtime.
No. You got to tell the stories along. You know, and the rich.
Well, you could tell your story about meeting Yakov Smirnoff,
who's at the theater right down the street.
Would any of your stories include me?
Yeah, probably not.
No?
But, it would be, I mean, I could.
We spent, 12, 13 years of our
14.
Lives? 14 years of our lives together.
And here we are.
And you would be down there giving your...
Oh, no, I would have
your soliloquy of life.
I would
There'd be no Michael Kelly story.
Well, listen, you're doing my eulogy, so,
there you
that.
Go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
I remember going to a doctor in Russia, and it was a different kind of a doctor. You know, they don't do preliminary tests. They go for autopsy. And it hurts, you know? So when I came to America, I figured I'll go to the doctor that advertises the most. Dr. Pepper. But he was in a can, so that didn't work out. So then I looked in the Yellow Pages, and I'm trying to pick the doctor, but there's so many different kinds. And I see a gynecologist. So I figured, I'm a guy. So I go there, and I'm sitting in the waiting room, and all those other women sitting there, and the nurse looks at my beard and she says, hormone problems?
Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah.
Well, his humor is kind of relevant again,
I
right?
I had the great privilege of meeting the great Yakov Smirnoff, where all great entertainers eventually go.
How old do you think he is?
I'm going to say he is 72 years old.
Yeah, you're right. He's 71 years old.
71, all right.
Do you know he's got a theater down in Branson, Missouri?
Of course. So years ago, I'm the director of the Republican Party.
Okay.
And so I get this brilliant idea.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a donor retreat at Big Cedar Lodge. You've been to Big Cedar Lodge.
I have. It's a lovely place.
Lovely venue. And so we're
and this is a place where you're going to get donors. You're going to talk to them. And
yeah, we're
going to
bring
up.
The pollsters in and tell them all the polling data. And you bring the candidates in.
Right,
and
okay.
Meet with them and blah, blah, blah. And so, this is a pretty hefty ticket price, you know, for these donors.
Right.
And so
I mean, if you're getting entertainment like Yakov Smirnoff.
Well, we had to entertain them. So I'm looking around, you know, and what do you got in Branson? You know?
Not much. Well, I mean, there's the Piggly Wiggly.
No. I mean, you got the singing, what are they called? The
Von Trapp family singers?
You got
singers?
The Bald Knobbers. And
the Bald Knobbers.
You got the, you know, you got all kinds of stuff.
I know nothing about Branson.
Shoji Tabuchi on the violin down there.
Uh-huh. I thought that was Yo-Yo Ma.
No. He plays a cello. This is Shoji Tabuchi on the violin.
Okay.
So,
of course.
So we're calling. I said, okay, we got to get an entertainer for dinner Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we called Shoji Tabuchi. He's got a show. And, you know, you call Andy Williams. He's got a show.
Right.
You know, you're kind of going down the list there, and you got the...
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
He's got his show.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're finally calling, and we get the Yakov Smirnoff Theater.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have a show on Friday night.
Oh.
I thought, Would Mr. Smirnoff be willing to come perform for a small group of Republican donors? Yes, he would.
Uh-huh.
What does it cost? 20 minutes. What do you think it costs? This was like 20 years ago. Go ahead.
$5,000.
Exactly right.
Hey now.
$5,000. So, you know, we were making good money at this event. So I said, okay, done.
Come on down.
Come on down. So we've got dinner and we've got our 15 donors around the table. Yakov comes in and that tremendous performance.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
All the same old jokes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. In fact, that Dr. Riff, I think he told it that night.
Okay.
But he's got all the same, you know. And but the great thing about America, Michael.
Yeah.
Only in America can you be a Russian immigrant.
Right.
Who's got a comedic gift of some sort or another.
Right.
And make a living and a career in Branson, Missouri. Think about that.
Yeah.
And he's still, to this day, you told me he's still in business.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about Yakov Smirnoff.
Please
here.
Do. He was born in Moscow.
He was born, let's get up to that part. He's Odessa, Ukraine.
Oh,
he's
wow.
He's Ukrainian.
Wow.
How about that?
Unbelievable. Under attack as we speak by the Russian
He
army.
Was born on January 24th, 1951.
51. All right.
He's been in a ton of movies.
Yes, he has.
A ton of movies with Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, all those folks. But here's the part that
typically,
I wanted to tell you.
He typically plays the role of a Russian.
Yeah, that's what I gather.
In the movies that he's
So in. he does shows on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three shows a week.
Okay.
Sundays, Wednesdays, Fridays.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think a ticket to see old Yakov runs?
So Yakov in the theater.
There's 2,000 seats.
Yeah, yeah. What time is the show? An evening show?
It's a day show.
A daytime show.
Now, there is VIP seating as well.
Of course. So I'm going to say, so it's like a noon?
It's a 2 o'clock show.
2 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. show. So we got, okay.
Now remember, this is Branson.
It's
so
Branson.
That's late.
Yeah,
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock. Well, it's right before dinner.
Yeah.
So you got the show. And the great thing about Branson, by the way, especially I've learned this.
I'm taking notes because I'm not sure
older.
I know any of it.
If you ever want to feel thin.
Yeah. Spend some time in Branson.
Yes, in yeah. Branson.
That's pretty much any amusement park, too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. So, okay, so we got Yakov, 2,000 seats, and carry the one. We got the 2 o'clock show. He's telling the same jokes for 40 years. I'm going to say that those tickets are $30 a piece.
No. Higher, buddy, higher.
Huh, Biden, inflation.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so $40 a
seat. They're $48 a seat.
$48 a seat for Yakov.
Now, there's VIP seating.
So if you got a husband and a wife down there.
Yeah.
That's 48. That's about like $100.
It's $96.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now let's go. What if you wanted to be in VIP seating?
Ooh, which is, do you get to meet him?
First couple of rows. No, you don't get to meet him.
You don't get to meet him.
Mm-mm.
I got to meet him.
Yeah.
Cost me $5,000.
How was it?
He was lovely.
Yeah.
You know, had the little beard thing going on.
Did you, is he an American now?
It's got to be at this point. I mean, how could you have a theater in Branson and not be an American?
Right.
So, yeah.
$58 to sit in VIP.
So it's only $10 more for the VIP seats. Well,
listen to this.
What a bargain.
Yakov Smirnoff has earned a master's degree in psychology from the University of Pennsylvania in 2006.
Penn!
And a doctorate in psychological and global leadership from Pepperdine in 2019.
Wow.
He also taught a course titled The Business of Laughter at Missouri State University.
Of course.
And Drury University.
Yes.
Where's Drury?
That's at Springfield.
Is it?
Yeah.
So how do you think a guy goes from being in Hollywood in movies with Billy Crystal Robin Williams.
Theater there in Branson?
That he winds up in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't?
I wouldn't. So I would be that who.
Think about the Hancock Theater. Think about this.
What would you perform?
They haven't had the piano out there.
Just ragtime?
Yeah, I play a little piano.
Would you play snooker to entertain
tell some
people?
Stories. I could do some trick shots on the snooker table.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is that enough to sell $48 tickets for?
Well,
so how many songs would you play?
We might have to find out. I could do a couple hours. I mean, I could fill.
Oh, nobody wants a couple hours of ragtime.
No. You got to tell the stories along. You know, and the rich.
You could tell your story about meeting Yakov Smirnoff,
who's at the theater right down the street.
Would any of your stories include me?
Yeah, probably not.
No?
But, it would be, I mean, I could.
We spent, 12, 13 years of 14. Our lives. 14 years of our lives together.
And here we are.
And you would be down there giving your...
Oh, no, I would have
your Michael. Soliloquy of life.
I would have...
And there'd be no Michael Kelly story.
Well, listen, you're doing my eulogy, so... So there's that.
Well, there's no better person to eulogize.
But if I'm in
that's
Branson...
That's a morbid thought.
If I'm going to be telling stories about a Democrat labor activist, I don't think so. I mean, it's Branson. So...
Have you ever been to a show in Branson?
Yeah,
What'd you see?
Oh, we've seen several. Oh, you got the Dillards down there.
Okay.
We saw the Chinese acrobats one year.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
How did they wind up in Branson?
Well, they're, you know, Chinese acrobats. So they got these plates, Michael.
Uh-huh.
And they're spinning these plates. There must be 1,000 plates. And they're all spinning at the same time. They got them on their toe and their nose. It's unbelievable.
Really?
And then they start jumping over each other.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of like watching the NBA. And then it's incredible. They got the trampolines out there and they're doing the flippy flops and the...
Who do you think the biggest star in Branson is?
It's got to be this Chinese acrobats.
Really?
I've never seen anything like it.
It's not Yo-Yo Ma?
He's not there.
Michael. Well, you just said he was Shoji there. He plays Tabuchi. The cello there, you said.
No, he plays the violin. Shoji Tabuchi or Taguchi. Taguchi played for the Cardinals.
Andy Williams probably used to be the biggest star
big,
right?
He was
big. Wayne Newton do some time in Branson?
Probably. My wife actually saw one of Andy Williams' last concerts in Branson. Yeah, made a special trip.
There's a Beatles, like, you know, impersonation band that came up from Branson once that was here in St. Louis. I saw them.
Yeah.
And they said, you should come see us at our Branson show.
See, I mean, everybody's there.
I'm not.
It's America's music mecca down there. It's like Nashville, only more, you know, fritters and what do you call those things? The waffle cones and the...
Oh, yeah, right.
What do you call those things? The funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes.
Yes. Lots of funnel cakes in Branson.
We've talked about things that I wanted to know about Yakov Smirnoff. Next, we're going to quiz John Hancock about baseball right here on KMOX.
Come on.
It's Hancock and Kelly, and the best part about Monday nights is we get to pretend like we're experts on things we're not.
Yes.
So, welcome to Sports Open Line with Hancock and Kelly.
There we are,
John.
How can I help you?
We've now had the strike or the work stoppage, the layout, the walkout.
Baseball's back.
It's back. And all the trades are starting to happen, etc. The Cardinals have to figure out the DH. Obviously, there's a sentimental piece of every St. Louisan who'd like to see Albert Pujols return and get a shot to do this. Maybe he'd sign for the league minimum. Yeah. Who knows? He's also being courted by some other ball teams. It doesn't appear that we have a DH. Is Albert Pujols going to return to St. Louis?
No.
Why not?
It doesn't make sense. You need, on your roster, you need flexibility. And so... Albert he can hit against left-handed pitching. That's what he showed last year and really most of 2020 as well. He's serviceable at first base, but you got Paul Goldschmidt there. So it's not like, and there's no other position where you can place him in the field. And so you would like your DH to be able to spell some time in the outfield, perhaps play a little left field and Tyler O'Neill takes a DH day, you know, those kinds of things. And the Cardinals feel like, and I think they're right, that they've got the capacity on their current roster between Lars Nootbaar and Juan Yepes that they can service and potentially even Nolan Gorman, the young phenom, that they feel like they can service a DH. You know, you went to winter ball this year. Lars Nootbaar, I think, led the entire circuit in winter ball in home runs. And this is a kid that's kind of coming into his own. And he's got a potent bat, and I think the Cardinals feel pretty comfortable with where they are at the DH
Let's
position.
Let's think of it from a business standpoint.
Tickets
are, you know, we've had since the pandemic, it's been a little slow coming back. It's not like it was there in the early 2000s, so every night the game was sold out. You've got a nostalgia tour that's already taking place with Yachty and
Waino.
You know, if you could get away with $1 million to maybe the one of, if not the second greatest Cardinal baseball player of all time.
No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. And I appreciate the marketing aspect of it. But the baseball aspect of it doesn't make sense. And this is a team that I think is trying to position itself to be a contender for the World Series. You know, they're in a very weak division, and they're going to play, what, 20-some games against the Pirates, the Cubs, and the Reds. And so you're that far ahead. It's going to come down to the Cardinals and the Brewers for the division title. You want to win the division, and especially with a new playoff format. So I think what you're going to look for here is, if you're going to bring a bat in, I would think you'd bring a bat in like a Trevor Story that could play shortstop and DH, and then you could kind of flip out Paul DeJong, see what you got there. And, you know, I think the Cardinals are still relatively high on Paul DeJong. He had a horrible offensive season last year. The year before, not much better. But he plays a solid shortstop, very good defensively, and has demonstrated in the past. He hit 30 home runs back in 2018. I mean, he was an all-star in 2018. So the Cardinals think they, you know, if he can uncover whatever has been torturing his batting approach, I think they feel like he's got a real shot to make an impact.
Well, there you have it. I mean, there's a guy who knows sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Well, that's it.
Talk me through our rotation. Who's going to be?
Well, so you got Jack Flaherty. The guy that everybody forgets about in the starting rotation is Dustin Hermanson. The guy that was hurt. Help me, PJ. He was out all season last year. He came back at the very end. Dustin Hermanson. That's from Reyes? 2003. Right. Well, you've Jack Flaherty, yes. Dakota Hudson is who I'm trying to think, not Dustin Hermanson. Dakota Hudson, who is actually quite a good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You got Miles Michaelis. Mm-hmm. You got Adam Wainwright. And the guy that the Cardinals signed before the lockout, Steven Matz, the left-hander. And I think that's your starting five in the rotation. They just signed a pitcher from the Japanese League, Drew Verhagen, the other day, who's kind of a swing guy. He could start. And you've still got... Yeah, Johan Oviedo, who started a bushel full of games for the Cardinals last year in the minor league, showed showed a lot of promise. There's talk about Alex Reyes being in the starting rotation, but he's experienced shoulder problems right now. That's no good.
Uh-huh.
So anytime you hear the shoulder flaring up, it, you know, gives you cause for alarm. But the Cardinals, you know, they've got a lot of options, and they've got a lot of bullpen options as well. The pitching is actually in pretty good shape. And assuming everybody stays healthy, you know, Flaherty missed a bunch of games last year, so you hope he's healthy. Jordan Hicks, the flamethrower, missed the entire season last year. He's back.
Right.
And could be in the bullpen. He could kind of pick up some of that late inning work that Alex Reyes picked up last year, depending on his health situation. And you don't know with Waino. I mean, he's 40 years old, 40 be 41.
All right.
You know, you hope you get what you got last year, because that was magic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 41, you just...
No concern about Yachty.
No. I mean, Yachty will be very serviceable. He's a durable guy behind the plate. Adam Kinsner backing him up. And you've got Herrera,
yeah,
the youngster that we think is going to be the heir apparent there.
Most important question of the evening as it relates to baseball.
Yeah.
You and I go to a game.
Mm-hmm.
What must John Hancock always get when he goes to the ballpark? Are you a hot dog guy? Are you a beer guy? Are you a Cracker Jack guy? Nachos, popcorn? What do you have to have?
So for years, I was a brat guy.
A brat.
I had to get the brat.
I don't feel like they ever cooked the brats long enough.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I had a bad brat experience back before COVID. I got the brat, and what happened after that was
It was a 24-hour commitment.
It was not good.
To one bite of food.
So I've kind of weaned myself off the brat.
Uh-huh.
So if there's a must-have, I think it's a pretzel.
I am totally with you.
Yeah.
A pretzel. Now, you put anything on that pretzel?
No.
You
got to knock off some of the salt, too.
Oh, way too much salt.
Those things will kill you.
Now, and I always say to him, listen, check the pretzel. Because if it's one of those cold pretzels, I don't want a cold pretzel.
I want my pretzel warm, and
I don't want it sweaty and slimy.
Yes.
And we definitely want a $28 beer with that.
All right, we got to go. We'll see you next hour. It's Michael Kelly and John Hancock right here on Game Woods.
It's Hancock and Kelly, and the best part about Monday nights is we get to pretend like we're experts on things we're not.
Yes.
So, welcome to Sports Open Line with Hancock and Jelly. And, John,
how can I help you?
We've now had the strike or the work stoppage, the layout, the
walkout. Baseball's back.
It's back. And all the trades are starting to happen, etc. The Cardinals have to figure out the DH. Obviously, there's a sentimental piece of every St. Louisan who'd like to see Albert Pujols return and get a shot to do this. Maybe he'd sign for the league minimum. Yeah. Who knows? He's also being courted by some other ball teams. It doesn't appear that we have a DH. Is Albert Pujols going to return to St. Louis?
No.
Why not?
It doesn't make sense. You need, on your roster, you need flexibility. And so Albert is, he can hit against left-handed pitching. That's what he showed last year and really most of 2020 as well. He's serviceable at first base, but you got Paul Goldschmidt there. So it's not like, and there's no other position where you can place him in the field. And so you would like your DH to be able to spell some time in the outfield, perhaps play a little left field and Tyler O'Neill takes a DH day, you know, those kinds of things. And the Cardinals feel like, and I think they're right, that they've got the capacity on their current roster between Lars Nootbaar and Juan Yepes that they can service, and potentially even Nolan Gorman, the young phenom, that they feel like they can service a DH. You know, you went to winter ball this year. Lars Nootbaar, I think, led the entire circuit in winter ball in home runs. And this is a kid that's kind of coming into his own. And he's got a potent bat, and I think the Cardinals feel pretty comfortable with where they are at the DH.
Let's think of it from a business standpoint.
Tickets
are, you know, we've had since the pandemic, it's been a little slow coming back. It's not like it was there in the early 2000s, so every night the game was sold out. You've got a nostalgia tour that's already taking place with Yachty and
Waino.
Yep. Well, you know, if you could get away with $1 million to maybe the one of, if not the second greatest Cardinal baseball player of all time.
No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. And I appreciate the marketing aspect of it. But the baseball aspect of it doesn't make sense. And this is a team that I think is trying to position itself to be a contender for the World Series. You know, they're in a very weak division. And they're going to play, 20-some games against the Pirates, the Cubs, and the Reds. And so you're that far ahead. It's going to come down to the Cardinals and the Brewers for the division title. You want to win the division, and especially with a new playoff format. So I think what you're going to look for here is if you're going to bring a bat in, I would think you'd bring a bat in like a Trevor Story that could play shortstop and DH, and then you could kind of flip out Paul DeJong, see what you got there. And, you know, I think the Cardinals are still relatively high on Paul DeJong. He had a horrible offensive season last year, the year before not much better. But he plays a solid shortstop, very good defensively, and has demonstrated in the past he hit 30 home runs back in 2018. I mean, he was an all-star in 2018. So the Cardinals think they, you know, if he can uncover whatever has been torturing his batting approach, I think they feel like he's got a real shot to make an impact.
Well, there you have it. I mean, there's a guy who knows sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Well, that's it.
Talk me who through our rotation. Who's going to be?
Well, so you got Jack Flaherty. The guy that everybody forgets about in the starting rotation is Dustin Hermanson. The guy that was hurt. Help me, PJ. He was out all season last year. He came back at the very end. Dustin Hermanson. That's from
Reyes?
2003. Reyes. Well, you Jack Flaherty, yes. Dakota Hudson is who I'm trying to think, not Dustin Hermanson. Dakota Hudson, who is actually quite a good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
You got Miles Michaelis.
Mm-hmm.
You got Adam Wainwright. And the guy that the Cardinals signed before the lockout, Steven Matz, the left-hander. And I think that's your starting five in the rotation. They just signed a pitcher from the Japanese league, Drew Verhagen, the other day, who's kind of a swing guy. He could start. And you've still got Johan Oviedo, who started a bushel full of games for the Cardinals last year in the minor league. Showed a lot
word,
of
word, bushel.
Showed a lot of promise. There's talk about Alex Reyes being in the starting rotation, but he's experienced shoulder problems right now. That's no good.
Uh-huh.
So anytime you hear the shoulder flaring up, it, you know, gives you cause for alarm. But the Cardinals, you know, they've got a lot of options, and they've got a lot of bullpen options as well. The pitching is actually in pretty good shape. And assuming everybody stays healthy, you know, Flaherty missed a bunch of games last year, so you hope he's healthy. Jordan Hicks, the flamethrower, was right. missed the entire season last year. He's back.
Right.
And could be in the bullpen. He could kind of pick up some of that late inning work that Alex Reyes picked up last year, depending on his health situation. And you don't know with Waino. I mean, he's 40 years old, 41.
All right.
You know, you hope you get what you got last year because that was magic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 41, you just...
No concern about Yachty.
No. I mean, Yachty will be very serviceable. He's a durable guy behind the plate. Adam Kinsner backing him up. And you've got Herrera,
yeah.
the youngster that we think is going to be the heir apparent there.
Most important question of the evening as it relates to baseball.
Yeah.
You and I go to a game.
Mm-hmm.
What must John Hancock always get when he goes to the ballpark? Are you a hot dog guy? Are you a beer guy? Are you a Cracker Jack guy? Nachos, popcorn? What do you have to have?
So for years, I was a brat guy.
A brat.
I had to get the brat.
I don't feel like they ever cooked the brats long enough.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I had a bad brat experience back before COVID. I got the brat. And what happened after that was
it was a 24-hour commitment.
It was not good.
To one bite of food.
So I've kind of weaned myself off the brat.
Uh-huh.
So if there's a must-have, I think it's a pretzel.
I am totally with you.
Yeah.
A pretzel. Now, do you put anything on that pretzel?
No.
I put mustard
on it. You got to knock off some of the salt, too.
Oh, way too much salt.
Those things will kill you.
Now, and I always say to them, listen, check the pretzel, because if it's one of those cold pretzels, I don't want a cold pretzel.
I want my pretzel warm,
and yes. I don't want it sweaty and slimy.
Yes.
And we definitely want a $28 beer with that.
All right, we got to go. We'll see you next hour. It's Michael Kelly and John Hancock right here on Game Woods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.